Good evening, my dear listening friends. It is Evangelist Cecil Moe, and as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 48 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington, one year later. God called me to preach, and I've been sharing Christ ever since. Friends, I want to take this time to thank you so much for praying for me and the quartet, my wife, as we went to Jefferson County Prison last Sunday night. 19 men responded to the call of Christ. We had such a wonderful, wonderful meeting. And I tell you, friends, you say it's not important. These things would not happen if all you dear, precious Christians weren't praying for us. Believe me, these are things that you can do to help win souls. Well, anyway, I want you to be praying for this coming year, that God will give us the health and the strength to be able to do all these commitments that we've made. Well, friends, just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a hot cup of coffee, and let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Before we begin the evening message, friends, I have a special prayer request tonight for my granddaughter. She's 24 years old, and she's started having epileptic seizures just this last month or two, and they've been very severe. Grandma, no one knows what brought it on or nothing, but I want you to pray for her. Her name is Michelle Moe. And you pray for her. Boy, I pray for the little gal, that God will raise her up and make her well. Tonight I'd like to speak on the subject, how can I know that I'm saved? This question has been asked me thousands of times over the past 48 years that I've known the Lord. Now, if someone does ask you this question, how do you handle it? There is nothing any more important than to know that your sins have been forgiven and that you will go to heaven when you die. Now, do me a favor, friends, please. Grab yourself a pencil and a piece of paper and write these important scriptures down. Now, if you're having trouble with your assurance or salvation, study these over and over. And if you do not, I want you to know that whether you're saved or not, it'll tell you. This will give it to you straight. This is from God's holy, unerring word. Now, this is not Cecil's word. This is what Almighty God is saying. Okay, write this down. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What condemnation is he talking about? Eternal condemnation, hell if you will. When you accept Christ as your Savior, you will immediately pass from death unto life. Well, your name will be written in the Lamb Book of Life, and you'll never lose what God has given you. That's what Jesus is saying tonight. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has right now everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Oh, friends, that is the most wonderful scripture in the whole world. It tells you right up front, excuse me, that you may know that you have done this. Now, turn to John 6:37. All the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Again, this is Jesus talking. I guess I must have preached too much last week. You say, well, Cecil, you know, I know some people have done some terrible things. So do I. And you mean to tell me God can forgive murder? Well, didn't God forgive Saul of Tarsus? And he was a murderer. Sure, he forgives murders. And then, if you come to him, he said, I will in no wise cast you out. What a wonderful, wonderful statement. Oh, friends, you might be living the most heinous crime life. You may be an adulterer. You may be a homosexual, an alcoholic, drug addict, or whatever you might be. But listen to this. Let me be quick to add, without repentance, no man or woman will ever be saved. You've got to be godly sorrowful for your sins. We have to recognize that we are sinners. And it tells us in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, that's A-L-L, have sinned. Nobody on this earth has got away without sin but Jesus, the Son of God, who was in fact sinless. Then you must recognize that Jesus is the Son of God, who came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen, amen, and amen. If you're lost tonight, did you know that he's looking for you? He sure is. He's out there saying, Jim or Mary, don't hide from me. Come to me right now, and I'll give you a life beyond anything that you've ever imagined. The other night in prison, I told those men, about two men that walked up to me down at Ordway the other couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, and said, Cecil, I was saved over there in Jefferson County when you and your group was there. I accepted Christ, and you know what? These have been the happiest 4 years and the happiest 1 year of my life. I said, that could happen to some of you men tonight. Some of these men were facing hard time, and I mean 5, 10, 15, 20 years, some life. They need to know that someone cares for them and that God will accept them if they will meet his condition by repenting, turning their back on the old way of life, and giving, and he'll give them eternal life, and he won't turn them out. That was amazing, because some of those men did not know that God loved them. Well, the morning I was saved, I didn't know that God loved alcoholics. I sure didn't. I thought he only loved people who went to church and loved preachers. But I found out he loved sinners. Oh, friends, listen. He doesn't love our sins, but he loves you and me as sinners. 1 John 10, it says, 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I and my Father are one. Listen to me. Did you hear what he said? You'll never perish. See, when you die and go to hell, that's eternal damnation, where the worm dieth not. Oh, friends, the Bible said there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth in this terrible place. God never intended hell for people but to Satan and his angels. But man has chose where he wants to spend eternity. Now, I know some people believe that God sends people to hell. God does not send you to hell. You send yourself to hell by rejecting Jesus Christ, the Son of God. the one that came in to die on the cross at Calvary. He took your place. He took my place. Why did he do it? Because he loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are one. He mentioned twice that no man can pluck them out of his hand. I have heard embryonic theologians say, yes, Cecil, but you can pluck yourself out of the Father's hand. To those who say that, I say, get a life. You don't know up from down. If God said, I give you eternal life, that's exactly what he said. Now, friends, if that's not true, then God's a liar. And God is not a liar. He's a righteous, holy God. Oh, friends, I wish you could get that in your mind, that he does. He said, I'll give you eternal life. You shall never perish. Nobody's going to take you out of my hand. John 20:31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. You say, Cecil, I've been a member of a Catholic church since I was a baby. Does God have a different plan of salvation for Catholics? No, dear friends. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You say, Cecil, I belong to a Baptist church or a Pentecostal church. Surely God has a different plan of salvation for us. Sorry, dear friends. There's only one plan of salvation, and Jesus is his name. Now, write this down, Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, then we may be glorified together. Just remember, if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Romans 8:10, chapter and the 8th verse. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You cannot say that Jesus Christ is your Savior unless the Holy Spirit does it for you. Oh, friends, listen. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. You can't confess something that you haven't experienced. No, you can't. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This verse of Scripture relieves all doubt, if you will let it, that you may know that you have eternal life. Nope, I hope so. Now I hope so. I plan on going to heaven. This is written that you may know that you have eternal life. And you don't have to have any more doubts of your salvation. Write this down and read it and read it and read it. Ask the Holy Spirit of God to help you understand the word. Here's one I really want you to study. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is not lying, and even as it is taught, you should abide in them. I think you remember, not too long ago, I told you about, I'd just been saved a short time, and there was a man in our church, I thought he was so spiritual. Oh, I tell you, I just love that guy, him and his wife and kids. And one day he got me to his side and he said, Cecil, did you know that our preacher is preaching lies? I said, what? He almost knocked me off my feet. I said, the man that introduced me to Christ is up there lying. He said, yes. He tells you that you cannot lose your salvation. Well, I said, you can't, can you? Oh, yes, you can. Why, you can lose it every time you turn around. It scared me to death. I sure knew that I was not perfect, and I knew that I had sinned. I used to have a temper problem. That Sunday, would you believe it, my pastor preached on these verses that I just read tonight. He said that God's Holy Spirit was the best teacher of them all. He said, if you have problems with the Scripture, ask God's Holy Spirit to teach you that truth. Friends, I could not wait to get home that night. Got down on my knees and I asked God to show me if internal security was possible. Praise God, He led me to these Scriptures, and I've asked you to write down, yes, God's Holy Spirit is the best teacher of them all. He'll teach you what you need to know. So if you run into something in the Scriptures that you don't fully understand, and listen, dear friends, don't feel bad that you don't know everything this Bible's got in it. Nobody else does either. Some of the greatest theologians in the world don't know everything. But I'll tell you, you can sure learn enough about this Bible to know that your sins have been forgiven and that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. And when you die, you're going to heaven. You can know that. That's not hope so. I know so. I know I'm going to heaven, not because I'm a preacher, because I've made mistakes. I've not always done what God wanted me to do. I did it in total ignorance. Well, do you have trouble believing that you're saved and on the way to heaven? Oh, friends, please read and reread these Scriptures. God will change your life forever. Let me ask you, friend, is God's Holy Spirit right now tugging at your heart and telling you, well, Cecil told it like it was, this is my word. And if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to do what it said. You remember the Philippian jailer, he said, good sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And if you have a hard time believing, say, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. And he will. He sure will. But dear friends, if God is tugging at your heart tonight, and you know that you're lost and doomed and damned, and you feel a real tugging at your heart tonight, won't you do me a favor? Won't you bow your head with me right now? And I ask you, do not pray this prayer out of a joke, because it could get you in a lot of trouble with the Lord. God knows your heart, and He knows whether you're sincere, and He knows that if you pray believing, you shall receive, and you can have eternal life. So here's how the prayer goes. Precious Lord, I know that I'm lost. I know I'm not born again. But tonight, Lord, the best way I know how, I'm opening my heart, and I'm receiving you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. That's 303-471-8534. Now, I will not use your name on the air. I'll not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Friends, I don't care if you're a Catholic or a Protestant. I don't care where you go to church. But I am so concerned where you spend eternity. If I can help you spirits tonight, please call me. I've been standing by this phone for 30 years to receive calls from people who have spiritual needs. Won't you call tonight? Don't let the devil take you to hell. I beg of you.
With gates of pearl and streets.
that was my new Grace Quartet. Don't they just thrill your heart? By the way, they have a full tape out now. So if you'd like a tape of them, you let me know and I'll tell you how you can get one. Well, friends, I want to give you my mailing address because this is very important. It's Mo Evangelistic Association, and it's 9621 South Burberry. That's B-U-R-B-E-R-R-Y, Burberry Lane, Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 80129. Friends, listen, if you'd like to help us with our prison ministries financially, we have to go hundreds and hundreds of miles. We have to stay in a motel sometimes on Saturday night. And then we have to be there at the 7 in the morning to the prison. So it's very expensive. Actually, you know, I was thinking the other day, you know what our budget is with our radio station finances on KLTT? Right now, my budget is $30,000 a year. That's what most churches spend on postage. Now, not anybody, including New Grace Quartet plus one, my wife and I draw a salary. No, nobody draws a salary. We don't drive Cadillac and Lincolns. They're nice cars, but we don't drive them. We have old vans. But I tell you right now, to go in those places and see those men and women come to Christ, friends, there's nothing. I've preached in Japan. I've preached in Alaska, the Caribbean, Mexico, and nothing thrills my heart as much as going into these prisons, because we're seeing God do something that we have never seen before. And I'll tell you for sure, it isn't because of my fine preaching. I'll guarantee you, but I'll tell you this, it's because people pray. So if you'd like to help us financially, sit down and write a check in Monday order to Mo Evangelistic Association. Now listen, we are a legitimate nonprofit organization as authorized by the federal government, so we're not a bunch of fly-by-nights. Well, anyway, let's have a word of prayer before we go. Precious Lord, we need some rain real bad up in Nebraska and Kansas and Colorado, Wyoming. I just pray, Lord, that you'll send us some rain. And I know, Lord, that you've said we have not because we ask not. And so we're asking and believing. And Father, I would like to pray tonight for our country, for our president. I pray, Lord, for our wonderful servicemen and women overseas who are putting their life in harm's way for the freedom that we experience in this country. Oh, God, America, the greatest country, the greatest flag. Oh, I've been in many countries around the world, but nothing, nothing compares to the good old USA. And, Father, I do pray for my red-listing family. There are those who are going through some real trials and tribulations. And I pray, Lord, that you will be with them. Bless them. Bless those dear, precious, precious people that sit down once in a while and write a check to our prison ministries. I do appreciate it, Lord. And you know that someday when we get on the other side of the glory, we'll see those precious, precious inmates that we were privileged to introduce to Christ. And because of faithful people, they help us to go. Thank you again, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And continue to bless our ministry, we ask in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen. Well, friends, for the past 30 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe, and I want to thank you, dear ones, for listening. And I pray something was said or a song was played to make you realize that God really loves you. I love you, but more importantly, God loves you. And he's the only one that can get you into heaven. Don't let no one ever kid you. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And now please pray for our ministry. Pray for my health. My health, I've had a couple of 3 heart attacks over the years. And our schedule is pretty strong. But you know, I wouldn't trade with anybody in the world. The richest man in the world, I wouldn't trade with. Because I'm doing what God called me to do. Well, friends, until this time next Saturday night, I want you to be good to your neighbor, stay sweet, and keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.